One of the biggest things that have been advocated by healthcare authorities all across the world during the COVID-19 outbreak is the practicing of good hygiene habits and, of course, social distancing. After all, initiatives like Malaysia's movement control order are put in place to ensure that people do not congregate in crowded areas, hence preventing the spread of COVID-19. In Singapore, a similar initiative has been enforced by their government, which they term as a circuit breaker. And in light of this government initiative, safe distance ambassadors have been employed to ensure that the public is reminded to keep a safe distance from one another at all times, and of course, to wear a mask when leaving the house. However, according to Singapore's Minister for the Environment and Water Resources, Mr. Masagos Zulkifli, the public have been resorting to what has been described as criminal force against these ambassadors and officers. In his Facebook post addressing the issue, Mr. Masagos addressed this issue by providing two examples. Today, an enforcement officer was slapped by a man who did not comply with safe distancing measures, and a safe distancing ambassador was punched by an errant member of the public when advised to wear his mask properly. He said, he has mentioned that the incidents are presently being investigated by the Singaporean police. Which ultimately serves as a good reminder to not just Singaporeans and Malaysians, but people across the world who are facing this pandemic together, that we should respect all our frontliners who have been working day and night to keep us safe. While keeping to these stringent rules may be somewhat inconvenient, they are ultimately for the best of everyone. Also read, dedicated elderly woman walks from Johor to SG to take care of grandkids and sick husband. You have reached the end of this story.